Hey, what's happening, everybody out there? Welcome to the Entrepreneur for Life podcast. I'm your host, Gideon Webb. I almost said DJ Get Money. That's my other alias, but when I podcast, it's Gideon Webb. So it's easy for you guys to find me on the internet. I'm the only Gideon Webb out there. Thank you for watching. I am in a new location. I'm setting up a new podcast room, and I was going to wait till it's complete. But I thought, you know, why should I let the fact that I'm in the process of creating this dope podcast space in my home, why should I let that stop me from creating content, especially when I have things to share? So, and I want to test it out. I want to test the audio in this room. I can already tell it sounds a little hollowy for me because I haven't put up any of the soundproofing, which hopefully will help a lot in this room. You know, something to soften the sound. I think, I've been thinking about like different ways to lighten up the place and add some, you know, just different vibes in here and color. And now that I'm here doing it this very moment, I'm like, yeah, soundproofing is going to be the way to go. It's going to look cool. It's going to sound solid and it's going to give me that podcast vibe I've been like really looking for. How I'm going to put the soundproof up, I don't know. If I'm going to put it up in the whole room, I don't know. I'm definitely going to push the camera way back, and I'm going to have a set, which I haven't quite revealed here yet. I'm just giving you guys a peek of like me working in a corner. But I know when more people, and I sit down here and talk to people in here, there's going to be a echoey noise because it's a small room. So I'm gonna have to really pad this room out with some soundproof, some good soundproof, which would be fun. Like, you know, that's gonna be a fun process, because my background is in audio and television production. I'm just really taking this process slowly and allowing myself to like think it through, if it makes sense. So it's kind of a first for me. 2023, I launched my multimedia company, Gideon Webb Multimedia, and this year has just been about fundraising and strategy. And so, you know, as I transition more into creation and production, I'm just gonna like go with it. I think that's the most beautiful part about being an entrepreneur. You don't have to move on anybody's time. You can do it as you will. So I bought some entry-level equipment. I'm not ashamed at all to say that. I think anybody who's passionate about something, you know, you should probably ease your way into it, especially if you're not sure if it's something that you want to continue to do for a long time. Do what you like. You know, some people like to invest a ton of money on equipment and things like that. I like to experiment. I like to play with new gadgets. And when you do that, and you buy a lot of gadgets and you're doing it on your own, it becomes expensive. So you got to kind of take some heavy research and consideration in what you're buying at all times. But for me, price is important, you know, because I'm buying more equipment every day. So, and this channel isn't sponsored by anybody. It's just me, my dreams and my visions. And so like hit the like button, hit the subscribe, make a comment, leave a comment, let me know what you think. And we'll take it from there. So first off, man, it's 2024. This is my first podcast for the year. The first time I've gotten in front of the mic and said anything to anybody. I've been working on my YouTube, as some of you out there have seen. I've been taking you on a journey with the new series I have called Behind the Tables, where I actually show you what it's like to be a DJ, and then also not just what it's like to be a DJ, but how to book gigs, how to like set up for gigs, how to approach different gigs. And it's just something I really wanted to create because I never really seen anything like it that like takes you into the moment as a DJ's DJing and like talk to you and vlog with you. So maybe there's something out there, I don't know. I'm just trying it and experimenting with it, and I'm trying to do it more. So look out for more of that. Secondly, you know, I've been working on trying to get more subscribers because I only have, you know, about 750 subscribers maybe. And, you know, You got to hit that 1,000 threshold, and I'm really trying. So, I mean, I'm really trying, and I've been seeing some things pay off. Like in the last few weeks, I've been trying some different social media strategies where I'm like posting stories and photos from the video rather than the video. I'm just posting photos, and that adds some curiosity. And then you can put a link in, and people can go to it. And then I've been like literally begging people on social media, like, guys, it's been too long. I know a lot of you, you know, when you got 5,000 plus friends on Facebook, another 3,000 followers, you know, hundreds and thousands of followers on other social media platforms, you're like, why aren't you guys subscribing? Like, please subscribe. I only need 1,000, and then I'm gonna, you know, get my watch and views up, and I just want a few hundred really good subscribers that are willing to check out my content. And that'll also encourage me to just go harder for you guys because I really love making content. I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I like telling my stories. I plan on getting into some more like cinematic and fun, creative, artistic content. But right now I'm like, because my time is so limited working on so many things, my career, my side hustles, my family, I'm just like, I can't let the drive to do something ultra creative stop me from creating. So I'm gonna put out content however it looks like, however it looks, and hopefully try to give you some quality. I'm shooting right now with the Osmo, my trusty Osmo Pocket. I think this is the second generation because I think it's on three now. But I like it. I still love it even after, you know, years using it, multiple trips, multiple vacations. It still works pretty good. I think one day I might have bent the gimbal a little, and so like it really doesn't calibrate properly, and it has like a tilt to it. I don't know if you can tell. You probably can tell. Like I'm like leaning. I'm gonna try to fix it in post so it's not annoying. But you know, that's more than enough reason for me to get a new one, to be honest. I've been looking at the new Pocket Osmo, and I'm like, yo, that looks dope. And the screen's a lot bigger. So when I'm vlogging, I can, you know, see a little better. I'm like really tempted to pull the trigger on it because, you know, 2024, I just wanna invest more in my dreams and goals and my business and everything it takes to be successful. I'm pretty much all in everything I do. But my weakness is I do a lot of stuff, you know, like someone even actually told me today, like they suggested that I stop doing so many things and focus on one thing. And I've heard that like my whole life. But then I look at everybody else and like, y'all just focus on one thing while I'm doing everything y'all want to do and dream of doing. And instead of talking myself out of it, I'm just doing it. And I'm not holding back, and I'm not like, I'm not wasting time. I'm doing it. And I understand, like, you know, you could be a, what did they say, a master at one thing or a master at many or a master at many and not at one or however the saying goes, but I'm a Gemini. My life's been a balancing act, and I'm really not happy unless I'm doing a lot of things and experimenting in a lot of places. You know, like that's why I got so comfortable in multimedia in college because I could do so much. You know, I could do set design, I could do video, I could do the audio, I could do writing, I could do producing, I could do casting. Like, it's where I'm most happy, you know. I live in a lot of controlled chaos, you know, which for some people is probably like irritating as hell. But for me, it's like I've learned to accept it as like my superpower. You know what I mean? I know it sounds crazy, but it's like all my life I've been trying to like deal with that issue because I felt it was wrong to be so sporadic and multitasking and all over the place. But like lately I've like honed in on it and like embraced it. And like, yeah, I could be a club promoter, I could be a DJ, I could be a photographer, I could be a vlogger, I could be a YouTuber, I could be a journalist, I could be a father, I could be, you know, a brother, I could be you know, I could still make time to shovel my neighbor's snow. Okay? Like, why not? I think time is for us to use it to our fullest ability and like really like hone in on the things we want to do. And if there's something you really like stay on it, focus on it, repeat, repeat, repeat. So I'm off on a little tangent a bit, but I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. And also I want to like really encourage you guys to stay with me on this journey as I continue to grow and build, because I got a lot of stuff in store. The vision for this is big. I'm going to keep turning it up a notch, but I'm going to always be myself. So thank y'all for watching YouTube. I appreciate y'all. Please like and subscribe, because I'm a small YouTuber and it goes away because I'm a long way, because I'm about to do some big things. All right. Entrepreneur for Life Podcast. We're signing out. Peace.